Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of The Virtue of Truth. I'm your host, Sheila Hudspeth. And before I begin this week's episode, I'd like to ask you all to please subscribe to The Virtue of Truth wherever podcasts are found. The Virtue of Truth is available on a number of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, YouTube, and many others. So if you enjoy this week's episode or you enjoy the podcast in general, please subscribe. It does help the podcast reach more people. Thank you. And in this week's episode, I really wanted to touch on some teachers that I have really been using to really understand and embrace the truth more. And so before I begin and start listing some teachers that I have been watching for some months now, I really wanted to just thank the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, for really bringing me into a understanding, a true understanding, and coming out of my deception. As you all know, the Holy Spirit is our primary teacher and our advocate, our helper here on earth. And so without the Holy Spirit, I would not have come into knowledge of these particular teachers that I'm going to discuss in this week's episode. And it's really been vital to, like I said, bring me out of my deception and a lot of society's lies that it tells you. And just the way that, you know, of course, many of us go through in society, we're told a lot of different things as far as what's important, our values, what to care about, what to chase, such as money, who to give our time away to, corporate America, a lot of these different corporations, whether it is spending time working for them or consuming from them. And so I was really able to come into more of a biblical understanding of what the truth actually is from a lot of these teachers, but primarily the Holy Spirit. So I did want to give the Holy Spirit a shout out before I begin, and I'm so thankful to know each and every one of these platforms that these teachers talk on, because it really did help open my eyes as far as what the truth is and really embrace and go back and really kind of reassess and relearn a lot of different things that I had learned at first. And in this week's episode, I really wanted to touch on some teachers that I have really been using to really understand and embrace the truth more. And as I was unlearning and relearning a lot of different things and really re-educating myself with primarily, first and foremost, the Holy Spirit, I did meditate on some scriptures, and I wanted to share those with you right now. And I'll start off with Psalm 119, verse 105, and it reads, "Truth's shining light guides me in my choices and decisions. The revelation of your word makes my pathway clear." Another great scripture that I love to meditate on is John 8, verse 32, and it reads, "For if you embrace the truth, it will release true freedom into your lives." And finally, this is something that I also really meditate on, is Proverbs 27, verse 6, and it reads, "You can trust a friend who wounds you with his honesty, but your enemy's pretended flattery comes from insincerity." Again, and as I continue to really just re-educate myself, these scriptures are something that I really meditated on, really helped me just embrace the fact that, you know, it's not easy to re-educate and to recommit yourself to relearning. And so these scriptures really helped me really just settle down and really just kind of not be too hard on myself, but also really just understand the point of all of this, why I wanted to know the truth to begin with and why it's so important. So these scriptures really helped me do that. So the first ministry that I want to touch on is the Davis Ministry. And I really came across the Davis Ministry on TikTok. The ministry is also available on YouTube, and I'll link their links in the description below. But I came across the Davis Ministry as I was searching for more information. I had a prompting in my spirit to really look into our Messiah and Savior's real name. And it had been kind of on my spirit for, I'd say, a few weeks at that time. And so as I was doing my research, I came across a few different names on the internet. And so as I was looking more into it, I found on YouTube a video from the Davis Ministry that really broke down our Messiah and Savior's real name. But it did so in a very comprehensive way. And so I'll link that video as well in the description box. But as you all know, I do not say Jesus Christ anymore because of my understanding and understanding what our Messiah and Savior's real name is. And while I was searching, I really came across the Davis Ministries video, and it was really, really hard to accept that that this was not our Messiah and Savior's name. And so from there, I continued to watch the Davis Ministry. I found that they offer a really unique perspective and that a lot of people overlook or sometimes say it doesn't matter as much. But to me, it really does matter. What we call our Messiah and Savior matters to me. So I have since, because of my newfound understanding from this initial video, I was really able to kind of comprehend it, take it to Yah in prayer, because it was really, like I said, it really hurt my feelings to know that all these years I had been misled. And while I understand that many people still use the name Jesus Christ, for me, it was really prompted me to make a change, because I was just moved to. So while I understand that some people still use that name, this is how I came across the Davis Ministry. And since then, I've really been able to understand more of a historical perspective on a lot of the decisions that shape society and our religious mindsets today, such as starting with our Messiah and Savior's true name and the historical background of that, but also other aspects that really bring a historical perspective. The Davis Ministry also really prompted me to kind of look into the Apocrypha a little bit more. I recommend, of course, that people look into the Apocrypha, but I also say that you need to have a foundation in the Bible first. I wouldn't start with the Apocrypha, but it's something that I really was prompted to do as I was looking into more of the truth. And really what I found is that the Apocrypha really does help gain a more full understanding of certain aspects, of course, in the Old Testament, and a fuller story. But I, like I said, it really does take discernment and the Holy Spirit. So this was something that really, really touched me that the Davis Ministry did. They really did go back into the historical perspectives and really challenged me to kind of unlearn a lot of things that I did, because a lot of times we have sentimental value to a lot of the ways that we grew up, what we've been saying all our lives. And it's not an easy choice to decide, okay, I need to feel that you need to abandon what you've known and kind of make sure and go back and do the research on your own. So not only did I hear the perspectives and historical background from the Davis Ministry, I then had to go back and look into it myself, pray about it, and things of that nature. And so it really did help me understand the Bible and the true historical context of how we've really established our religious mindsets, the church today, and what a lot of different just traditions of men, as we call them, or as a reference in the Bible, how they came about. And it really did challenge me to make changes in my life. So I'm really thankful to this ministry for telling the truth boldly. I do not recommend this channel if you are very sensitive and you don't want your feelings hurt. That's where really change comes from. It comes from getting your feelings hurt, comes from recognizing that what you've been doing for a long time has not been right. It does not please our Heavenly Father. And then going from there and deciding to make a change. So if you are very sensitive and you just feel, you know, very strongly or stubborn, I would not recommend this channel for you. However, if you are willing to learn, grow, and change, and really use this information to press in deeper with our Heavenly Father, I highly recommend this channel for you. The next ministry that really helped me, you know, relearn and embrace the truth more is Nelson Schumann and his ministry, Restored to Freedom. And Nelson really touches on mostly inner healing and deliverance from a very easy to understand way. So a lot of times, many people, at least I thought, that inner healing and deliverance required a little bit more than I had to give. So I kind of expected it to be more of a complex process. And so what Nelson really does a great job at doing is really just breaking down how important it is for forgiveness and repentance in order to receive inner healing. And so that's something that I was looking for. As I mentioned in previous episodes, I've been on my healing journey for quite some time now. And Nelson really does a great job of, like I said, really presenting it in an easy to understand way, starting off with forgiving those who have hurt you. And at first, I really didn't know how to do this. I had said the words, but I wasn't really feeling it like it had happened yet. And so he really does a great job of really going through on his YouTube channel, as well as on his TikTok, which I'll also link below. He really does a great job of really explaining it in an easy to understand way. He also does a great job of really explaining the different types, the different names of and the different types of demonic spirits, how they work to oppress us when we do not forgive, when we do not repent of our sins, and when we do not turn away from them. He really does a great job of explaining different types of demonic spirits, such as the spirit of Jezebel, also the spirit, the Leviathan spirit, and things of that nature. So it really helped me understand just how much forgiveness and repentance play a big part in a demon's access to really oppress you if you are not able to forgive. And so I had reached a point in my life at that moment where I was just tired. I felt stuck. I came across Nelson's channel by the grace of the Holy Spirit, you know, and I just, my life has changed. I was able to kind of sit in my home and kind of start the process just one-on-one with Yah and really be honest, repent of my sins, and really walk through the forgiveness process. And so, like I said, he does a great job in really explaining that. And so it really seemed kind of healing, inner healing before I came across Nelson's page seemed very daunting. It seemed like it was something that I just didn't know how to do. I didn't know where to begin. And he really did a great job of breaking it down in a very easy to understand way. And I'm just so thankful for his ministry. So if you're interested in really just understanding the inner healing process, please go to his channel. It's very eye-opening. And he, like I said, he does a great job of really explaining it in an easy to understand way and really helping people get delivered of their wounds, their trauma, and things of that nature that, like I said, they've been with us for so long. So, you know, it's really hard sometimes when you've been dealing with something for so long to even imagine that you can't actually be free from it. And my life has changed tremendously. I am free. The truth has set me free, and I'm just really thankful for that ministry. Another ministry that has really helped me embrace the truth and relearn a lot of my understanding or deepen my understanding, I would say, is Eric Burton and his ministry, Groundbreaker International. Eric is on YouTube, and what he really does that is really unique is he really breaks down on his channel the Hebrew calendar and the deeper meaning of the Bible and the Hebrew language. And so that's something that I was really searching for. I was really interested in understanding Hebrew because it is God's language. It is God's original language, and this is the calendar that he does really operate off of. So I was interested in understanding the Bible in a deeper way. And so I felt prompted to kind of look onto YouTube, especially as I was approaching the Hebrew New Year, Rosh Hashanah. And I really wanted to look into what exactly 5783 meant, and a deeper understanding of the Hebrew calendar versus the Gregorian calendar that we use, because like I said, this is God's original calendar. He came to the Israelites. That was their original calendar that they operated off of, and this is his original language. And so it was really important for me to kind of gain a deeper understanding. And so Eric Burton and Groundbreaker International, their YouTube channel, really helped me understand and is still helping me understand Hebrew and the different meanings of a lot of the words that we find in the Bible. And so it really just helped me unpack who God is and God's character more. And I was, you know, prompted to learn a little bit more about Hebrew. While I don't speak it fluently, I am still very interested in understanding its meaning, and it really does unlock God's character and heart more. And so I've really been able to use Groundbreaker International and Eric Burton's channel to really help me do that. And so it really has unpacked for me just the deeper meanings of all God has to say. And you know, as you know, there are a lot of different translations of the Bible, and I find those to be helpful. It's also one of the ways that I search for deeper meaning is I'll go into the Bible app and I'll compare versions of certain verses to kind of unpack my understanding. And so I said, well, since I do that, I might as well go back and kind of look into with the Hebrew words and what they mean as well, because that also helps bring more understanding. So if the Holy Spirit brings a certain verse to me and wants me to kind of look at it, I'll always go back and look at tools such as BibleStudyTools.com or the Blue Letter Bible and kind of dig deeper into the Hebrew meaning as well. And it really does help me understand on a deeper level. And another ministry that really helps me learn more about the Bible, as well as current events and how the Bible lines up with it, where we are, and things of that nature, is truthunedited.com. They are on YouTube and Instagram. I will link also the links below. But that channel does a really great job of really providing historical context for the Bible, and as well as really breaking down a lot of different current events that we are currently seeing in the world today, how it lines up biblically. And he really does a great job of really providing that historical context and understanding that many of us, I know I'd never learned in church or really anywhere. So I'm really thankful to truthunedited.com for really providing a breakdown of not only not only historical events and things of that nature, but really also the actual books in the Bible. And so I find what's really unique about this channel is that he does a great job at animating a lot of different topics, a lot of different aspects, and also providing unique perspectives that on current events that we're currently going through. And so as you can see here on the screen, these are just a few examples of some of his videos that he does really talk about the actual historical breakdown of a lot of our traditions and things of that nature. It really helped me understand one of the things that I really loved from his channel is really his breakdown of symbols. And so that really helped me and is still helping me understand the different symbolism that is used in society that we might not notice, or we've always kind of embraced certain symbols and things of that nature. He really did help raise my discernment through his simple and easy to understand explanations. And so I highly recommend going to check out truthunedited.com. Again, it does challenge you to rethink what you have learned. So if you are someone who really has a hard time embracing that, you know, you could have been lied to, or that, you know, certain things just can't possibly be, and you just refuse to embrace the truth, that channel, of course, is not for you. It's called truthunedited.com. So I'm really thankful for the Holy Spirit for bringing me into understanding of this channel, into awareness of this channel. And I really appreciate the work of this ministry. Again, it really did help open my eyes, and I just highly recommend it to anyone who is really looking into gaining a fuller understanding, because these are things that are not taught in the church. And he really does a good job of going through history and re-examining how we have been misled. And so I hope that you found these ministries to be helpful. I hope that you all take a look and really, you know, look into the videos and resources they provide and really help deepen your understanding of the Bible as well as our Messiah and Savior, Yahushua HaMashiach. And so I thank you all so much for listening to this episode of The Virtue of Truth. I'm your host, Sheila Hetzbeth. And until next time, take care. Bye.